Mike Markola rankled at the possibility that Jobs would hire anyone from Apple. "Why would you take anyone at all?" he asked. "Don't get upset," Jobs assured him and the rest of the board. "These are very low-level people that you won't miss, and they will be leaving anyway." The board initially seemed disposed to wish Jobs well in his venture. After a private discussion, the directors even proposed that Apple take a 10% stake in the new company and that Jobs remain on the board. That night, Jobs and his five renegades met again at his house for dinner. He was in favor of taking the Apple investment, but the others convinced him it was unwise. They also agreed that it would be best if they resigned all at once, right away. Then they could make a clean break. So Jobs wrote a formal letter telling Scully the names of the five who would be leaving, signed it in his spidery lowercase signature, and drove to Apple the next morning to hand it to him before his 7:30 staff meeting. "Steve, these are not low-level people," Scully said. "Well, these people were going to resign anyway," Jobs replied. "They are going to be handing in their resignations by 9 this morning."